From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. It seems so much of the news is about conflict these days, and this is about conflict too. But a different type of conflict. This is the old school kind. Emphasis on the word school, because Saturday marks perhaps the last time you may hear these two songs on the same field, at least during the regular college football season. Yes, the rivalry between the University of Miami Hurricanes and the University of Florida Gators most likely comes to a close Saturday afternoon. So we corralled Miami Herald sports writer Maddie Navarro to talk about the love-hate relationship between two football powerhouses and why they have to say goodbye. Maddie, this is really happening.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this could potentially be the last meeting between Miami and Florida ever in the regular season. So this is a game that a lot of people are excited about, that feel that this is going to be a historic moment. For years, Miami and Florida were annual rivals. Then Florida picked up a couple of extra games in the Southeastern Conference, and they said, well, we can't play Miami anymore. And so they stopped the annual series, and, you know, luckily they scheduled a couple games here, one in 2008, which the Gators won up in Gainesville 26-3, and Saturday's game, which is potentially the last time the Gators and Hurricanes will ever meet at Sun Life Stadium at noon.
So what really is behind this? Lay it out for people who are not so familiar with all the comings and goings.
You know, the Gators play in a really tough conference. The SEC is considered the top conference in college football, and they're the money makers, the big money makers in college football, the premier conference. And so the conference is thinking of expanding to 9 games. Technically, every team gets to play 12 games in a regular season. So the Gators are basically saying, look, Miami, it was a fun rivalry and everything, but we can't play you every year. We prefer to play Florida State every year. Florida State's not in their conference. It's an out-of-conference game. So right there, you've got 10 games every year. The Gators don't feel like Miami should fit in into one of those last two slots. And so it's a shame. Miami fans and Gator fans obviously love this rivalry. They hate each other. You know, it's what makes Saturday so fun, is that competitive nature. And so, you know, it's a disappointing end to really what's been a great history between these two teams.
What are the Hurricanes fans saying?
Oh, the Hurricanes fans are upset. You know, they hate the stinking Gators. They really would love to be able to play them every single year and be able to beat them. And it's a rivalry that from, I think, the early 1940s all the way up until 1987, they met every year. The winner would go home with the Seminole War canoe. It was sort of the trophy that would go to the winner every single year. And, you know, so many great players from both programs. And when Miami got to be really good, winning national championships in the 1980s, Hurricanes fans felt like the Gators were basically chickening out on them by ending the series. They were using their SEC schedule as an excuse.
I'll upset the Hurricanes fans if I pick the Gators, and my Gator buddies if I pick the Hurricanes, so I'm just going to play it safe and say, go Sooners.
That's the safe way to go. By the way, I think the Gators will win. I know Miami fans don't want to hear me say that, but they've got a better team coming back this year, especially on defense. So I picked the Gators, but I think it's going to be a tight game.
We'll know Saturday night.
Yep. Yes, we will.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.